The meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. The time is...
7:37.
7:37. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on March 14th of 2018. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and the Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, and the administration offices, and each Clinton Township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. We'll move on to roll call, please.
You can't do it yet.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Present.
Mrs. Brennan?
Present.
Mrs. Brooks?
Present.
Mrs. Demmerly? Dr. Foy?
Present.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Mrs. Olowski?
Here.
And Mrs. Rodogada? Mrs. Olowski, can you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Come on.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Malloy, would you please be the process guardian for this evening's meeting?
Yes, I will.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to make a motion for the following resolution, please. I'd like to appoint Ms. Michelle Cohn as Assistant Board Secretary this evening, who will perform the role and responsibility of the, as Assistant Board Secretary, as the Board Secretary is unavailable to attend the meeting tonight. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Dr. Foy. Any questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please? Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
Motion passes. You are now the Assistant Board Secretary.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
All the powers and responsibilities.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to move on this evening to the report of our superintendent, Dr. Pamela Finder. Dr. Finder?
Thank you. This evening, I'd like to report that our enrollment is at 1,277 students. In our suspension report, we had one CTMS student for 4 days out of school, one for 2 days out of school. I call May the 100 Days of May. We have many, many events taking place. The May 15th band concert at CTMS, the Round Valley Band Concert, String Concert on May 16th at CTMS. On May 17th, the Spruce Run School Concert at 9:30. We have the annual staff retirement dinner on May 22nd. PMG has a third grade concert on May 23rd. On May 24th, Round Valley School, fourth grade band and strings concert. And on May 30th, the Spruce Run School Arts Festival. So please watch the calendar. It's online, and you can come and enjoy all the magnificent fine arts that are taking place in our school district. I did want to note that at this time of year, by statute, the Board of Education non-renews all non-tenured people. This is a common practice. It's been a past practice in the district. And our hope is that in subsequent meetings, after we have a handle on exactly what enrollment will be and staffing capabilities, we'll be able to offer employment as needed. At this time, I'd like to talk about a presentation that's being made by our art staff. It's called Supporting Art in Our Schools. This was an art benefit trust. The Art by Jean Trust was established by the family of Jean Vanderbeek Downey in 2014. The goal was to support art education programs in local school districts. Mrs. Downey was a parent in our district. Her talent and her love of the arts brought her much joy in life. And one of her wishes was to see that the love of the arts continues even after she leaves this earth. Our school district is the beneficiary of a generous grant. And thanks to the grant and the Clinton Township District Art Educators, who they are with us tonight, Ms. Evans, Ms. Maywood, who has fulfilled a maternity leave for Ms. DeJoy, welcome back, Mr. Gugliadolo and Ms. Linda Berry. Along with many, many students have been involved in designing this uniquely special project, and as you will see, I can't wait for you to see, brought much joy to the students and will to many others, thus fulfilling Mrs. Downey's wish to see that the love of art continues. And I assure you it will. So at this time, I'd like to turn it over to our fantastic art staff, and I think you have a wonderful assistant. Thank you.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Chelsea Lindaberry. I'm the art teacher at CTMS. So the Downey family graciously gave us this grant in October 11, 2015, which is Mrs. Downey's birthday. And every year since then, they give the same value, $1,970, which is her birth year, to different local areas to support the arts. And so when we received it, we were kind of like, what can we do as a district to keep the life of Mrs. Downey alive, but as well as teach our students the importance of the arts and how it can help people when someone has passed away. So what we decided to do was we focused on the four seasons. So each school took a different season. So it was Spruce Run had summer, spring, oops. I didn't have that one, that's why I didn't know. Spring, so then Mrs. DeJoy at PMG had summer. Round Valley had fall, and then CTMS had winter. And so we chose the four seasons because school is like the four seasons. We go through it every year. Every year we grow, we learn things. You have ups and you have downs, but at the end of the day, it's beautiful. And you'll also see in our artwork, the middle school especially, we talk a lot about symbolism and how it's important and why art is more meaningful when you add it. So you'll see in each of them, there's a little red cardinal. And if anyone knows the symbolism behind a red cardinal, is that it's said that a red cardinal is someone who has passed away and is coming back to visit. So since it was in memory of Mrs. Downey, we wanted to make sure that she was part of each of these pieces of artwork. So without further ado, I'd like to show you a quick video that we created that shows the steps that all the students went through. can see, the tiles are really, really small. So we ended up starting them last spring. So actually, it was ended up being about April. So it took us about a year to finally get them all done. And if you could tell from the video, a lot of my 7th and 8th graders got really good at sanding and grouting and staining. So if you need any work, you can just let me know and I can give you the names of those students. So thank you for allowing us to do this grant. We were really appreciative. And it actually inspired us to start another project in our school. And at the middle school, we are in the process of starting a sensory garden. And we're calling it the Inspiration Garden. And what we did was we actually designed, you want to show? The first stepping stone that we're going to place down in our garden. And it's a dragonfly because Miss Cormican told me that that's what Mrs. Downey loved, like I love giraffes. So I can only imagine the best part would be to have a piece of her in our Inspiration Garden, since she is how this whole idea was started. So thank you for inspiring us to make a district-wide project and as well as carrying it on through years to come. We really appreciate it.
Mr. Downey? Yes. I have a couple of words to say on behalf of the board, sir. Your wife, Jean, continues to smile down on all of us and share her love for the arts that those of us that knew her personally know meant a great deal to her, and it was really in her heart to share that with everyone. Her contributions continue to make significant difference in our children and in our community. And on behalf of the Board of Education, I'd like to thank you for your continued generous contribution. We are greatly appreciative of all that Jean and your family and you continue to do for our community and for our children. It's truly making a difference. Thank you so much. And to the Clinton Township staff, I'd like to thank you as well for continuing Jean's dream and making it a reality and using her heart and soul to generate the love of the arts with our children so that they may too continue her love through their work and so forth. So thank you. This is absolutely outstanding. So thank you very much for all that you've done as well. Anybody like to say anything? Board members?
I have a question. So these are amazing. Where will they hang? Yeah.
So the original goal was to hang them in each building. So right now we're kind of at that point where we're trying to figure out exactly where we would put them. So if anyone has a suggestion on the best part of the building to place them so everyone can see them, we would love that.
Are they for sale?
My house.
No. Absolutely not.
So we were just saying it's amazing too. They're all so good. You can't tell which school did which
no,
one.
No.
They're
all
fantastic.
Beautiful.
It's a, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Anyone else?
That's just awesome.
Well, thank you once again for coming out and sharing your work. And Mr. Downey, thank you again. Appreciate our work.
Yes.
I'm looking for a motion, please, for action item 18SU-35 to 18SU-37.
Motion,
Ms. Brennan. Second, please.
Second.
Second, Ms. Brooks. Any questions for Dr. Fiander this evening on her report? Seeing none, Ms. Cohn, may we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Demerill.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mrs. Brennan and Mrs. Brooks.
Did you get Mrs. Brennan? Mrs. Brennan. I apologize. Mrs. Brennan and Mrs. Brooks? Mrs. Brennan and Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Thank you. There we go. Very good. Moving on to President's comments for this evening. I will bring up a report on the feasibility of closing a school. The ad hoc committee charged with reviewing the feasibility of closing a school previously announced that it would, along with Dr. Pamela Fiander, our superintendent of schools, make a final presentation and recommendation to the full Board of Education and to the public by the end of May of 2018 or in the beginning of June of 2018 on what actions will be taken or not taken regarding the closing of one of the district's schools. The committee and Dr. Fiander have been working very diligently to finalize all aspects of their research and to gather and organize all possible data to make a final recommendation and presentation to the full board and the public. Since the March 2018 board meeting, the committee has met four times. During those meetings, the committee and the district administration reviewed enrollment data, information from a new preliminary demographic study, along with information from discussions with the Clinton Township Sewer Authority, and an update on discussions with surrounding districts about potential send-receive relationships and/or consolidations. The committee also reviewed what triggers were identified by the feasibility committee throughout its deliberations, what has changed, and what remains the same. The committee and superintendent defined the following tasks for the superintendent to oversee for the completion in determining a proposed definitive direction for the fall of 2018. Those items include finalizing a new demographic study, conducting a scheduling analysis, completing a transportation analysis, finishing a seniority study, crafting personnel deployment options, identifying potential one-time costs of any relocation plan, conducting an overall cost analysis of a proposed final plan, and finally designing a communications plan. Deadlines for each of these tasks were also established. Dr. Fiander has begun to work with David Hespe, who sits with us tonight on the dais. He is the former New Jersey Commissioner of Education. Mr. Hespe is helping share his expertise, knowledge, and experience in education to facilitate and complete the tasks mentioned a moment ago. During each meeting, the committee and Dr. Fiander reiterate to one another that the board will not make any changes, nor will she recommend any changes that would negatively impact how the district delivers educational programs to the students and how they are supported socially, emotionally, and intellectually. Further, the board and the superintendent are fully committed to not exceeding state or district policy class size guidelines. The committee will meet weekly until all the tasks and presentation are complete. On May 31st at 7:30 in the Clinton Township Middle School Auditorium, the Clinton Township Board of Education will hold a special board meeting. During this meeting, the ad hoc committee researching the feasibility of closing a school and Dr. Fiander will release and discuss the findings of their research, and they will make an informed recommendation to the board on how to manage challenges associated with declining enrollment and increasing expenses. The Board of Education will ask questions at the conclusion of the presentation. Then the members of the public will be invited to make comments and ask questions as well. On that same evening, the board will vote on whether or not to accept or reject the committee and Dr. Fiander's recommendation. The board has not made any decisions at this present time as far as the direction of the district, as far as the potential for closing a school. Moving on to negotiations, I want to give an update on negotiations. As many of you know, the Board of Education filed for impasse with the Public Employee Relations Commission on February 1st of 2018. On February 2nd of 2018, PERC acknowledged the filing in a letter dated February 2nd of 2018. In that letter, Ms. Barreto, Director of Conciliation and Arbitration at PERC, acknowledged the filing and asked both parties to respond within 5 days as to whether they believe that an impasse does in fact exist. The association indicated to Ms. Barreto that impasse had been reached. Therefore, on February 8th of 2018, Ms. Barreto sent a letter to both parties' representatives indicating that it does appear that both parties are at impasse and she assigned a mediator to the case. A mediation session was scheduled between the board and the Clinton Township Education Association on March 12th of 2018. At the beginning of the negotiation session, it was found that the mediator had a conflict of interest with one of the representatives and recused himself from the session. The mediator wrote to his superior the morning of March 13th and shared that there was a conflict of interest and that he recused himself from the mediation session. On March 19th of 2018, Ms. Barreto acknowledged the conflict of interest and assigned a new mediator. The newly assigned mediator provided both the board and the CTA with 3 potential dates for both parties to begin mediation on March 26th of 2018. In a letter from the mediator on April 3rd, she acknowledged that the dates previously offered for mediation regarding the above matter were not available to both parties. She then offered 3 new dates in May of 2018. And therefore, both parties then did agree to meet on May 10th to begin mediation. The process of mediation began on the 10th at 7 p.m. At the Round Valley board office. During the mediation session, both parties separately presented their proposals to the mediator. The mediator related each party's proposals to the other. Questions were asked and clarified by the mediator. The mediation session concluded at roughly 2 a.m. The next mediation session is scheduled for June 19th. The board negotiation committee is overall very happy with how the first round of negotiations or mediation went. And we look forward to continuing the mediation process in an effort to get to a mutually acceptable agreement between both parties. That concludes my report for this evening.
Maria, the recognition of the retiring staff members.
I was going to get to that.
It was in her report, said it present.
There is another item on the agenda for this evening, which is the recognition for those staff members that have submitted their retirements at the conclusion or close to the conclusion of this school year. There was a mix-up as far as invitations getting sent out, and so since that did not happen, we will make sure that the invitations get out roughly by the end of this week. And then we will honor those that are retiring at the special meeting on May 31st. So our apologies for not being able to complete that task for this evening, but we look forward to honoring and recognizing those that are retiring. I'd like to move on to the report of the school business administrator. Mr. McManus is not able to make it this evening. This is his report for tonight. The Board of Education is scheduled a special meeting, as I mentioned a moment ago, on Thursday, May 31st, for the purpose of information sharing of the ad hoc committee's findings at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Clinton Township Middle School. The date of the next regular monthly board meeting for the Board of Education is scheduled for Monday, June 25th of 2018 at 7:30 in this same auditorium. Bus evacuation drills were conducted successfully at the Clinton Township Middle School and at the Round Valley Middle School on Tuesday, May 1st of 2018. The drills were also conducted successfully at Patrick McGarren School and Spruce Run School. the Spruce Run School P9 route and the PM pre-K route bus evacuation drills were conducted successfully on May 3rd. I'm looking for a motion, please, for 18BA-30 to 18BA-041, please.
Motion.
Mr. Malloy?
Second.
Second, Ms. Olowski. Any questions? Any questions for board members this evening? Seeing none, Ms. Cole, may we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Abstain on 18BA-038, yes to all others.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
Motion carries. I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw limits comments to 3 minutes. We'll adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comments section. To the extent any other action or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or the superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board this evening, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes.
Thank you. Allison Ford, 7 Oak Ridge Road, Annandale. I appreciate Dr. Fiander making the comment at the beginning of the meeting today regarding the non-tenured staff positions. However, I would like to say something about a couple of positions and people who have been omitted from the agenda item for secured work next year. I am very sure you're aware of the importance of various positions and staff members included within the current non-tenure staff members. I would like to highlight a couple of individuals whose position and strength are fundamental to the autism program. Our current behaviorist, Elise Pazensky-Cohen, adds invaluable resource, knowledge and support to the self-contained classes. I'm sure she helps in various other areas, but to those I'm unable to comment. She works endlessly to support the teaching professionals and aides, developing and changing tools in order to ensure that they capture the relevant information and provide the necessary support to both the child, staff member, and parents. One of our recognized speech therapists, Caitlin Voner, has brought a wealth of knowledge and ability to the autism program. Due to her ability to work with these children, it was recommended over a year ago by the then Director of Special Services that Caitlin was to work with all the autistic children. Her drive and dedication for finding the tools that work and support the individual child, along with her commitment to enabling vocal communication, as well as providing the technological tool, has been truly amazing. She works tirelessly for these children and is truly committed and loves what she does. Puzzle pieces are often associated with ASD. The reference is simple in that we can all be different, but do all fit together. The same can be said regarding the teams of people, professionals who work with our children. If key positions are missing, the team is not complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Clark. Susan Rivers, 1 St. Andrews Lane, Annandale, teacher and resident of Clinton Township. May 16th will mark my 26th year as a resident in Clinton Township.
It came to be because my husband spent quite a bit of time in Hunterdon back then, helping the county install and learn their first 911 system. In January of 1991, John came home and laid down 16 pieces of real estate and said, pick one. A dream come true for sure, since we lived in the city. Naturally, I had to do some research about the different townships within the county, as I had two young boys, ages 2 and 4. After many days researching at the library, yes, the library, and asking our realtors dozens of questions, we settled on Clinton Township. Why? I think most people in the auditorium already know the answer. It was the school district. Clinton Township won, hands down, in my research. We entered the school system with only 3 schools. Spruce Run, John Sullivan was at the helm, John Scott at Patrick McGarren, and finally graduating with Dr. Tate at Round Valley. I come to speak to you today not as a Clinton Township fifth grade teacher, which is just as important, but as a proud parent of 2 very successful men. Yes, they went to North Hunterdon, and yes, on to college, but it was the very important foundational skills they learned from their dedicated teachers within the walls of all of our schools that afforded them the ability to succeed. Before coming here, I asked my sons what they remembered about their elementary days. Although many memories surfaced, there were ones they wanted me to tell. My younger son, Jay, receiving popcorn and soda on the first day of school from Mrs. Ellen Burnett. And Mrs. Burnett dancing on her desk, valiantly trying to teach her fifth grade class descriptive writing. Or the times they researched historical figures, created costumes, and then presented them to the nursing homes. Miss Motley, back then, now Mrs. Johnson, sorry Judy, I didn't tell you, teaching about the Irish potato famine and how she had her class create a potato character and then responded to questions and put the answers on their creation so they would remember that historical event. From my son Matt, Miss Rhonda Kovacs. Rhonda, I don't know if you're here. Mrs. Ferry, coming to his first grade birthday party in our home in a costume on a Saturday afternoon. Imagine that, a teacher giving 25 6-year-olds that memory on her own because she cared enough to come. I want all of you here to know that I understand it's getting difficult to teach in Clinton Township, but please remember, my sons, Matt and Jay, are only 2 of the thousands of children that appreciate the work that you do every day. Please, I ask you, the Board of Ed, to settle this contract and allow the talented teachers of Clinton Township to once again focus all their energies on the education of their students and not have to worry about their financial futures. Thank you.
Justine Snyder, 29 Elm Street, Morristown. 12 years ago, my parents moved to Clinton Township while I was in college. They wanted my brother to attend a better school district than the one that I had gone to. I remember when we told people that we were moving to Clinton Township, and they said, wow, they have great schools out there. When I came home from college, I started subbing here and in a few other districts. I remember how impressed I was with the Clinton Township schools. They had the latest technology, friendly students, but most importantly, dedicated and hardworking teachers. I knew that I wanted to be a member of this amazing team. That was 9 years ago. I have been a proud teacher in this school district for 7 years. I love my job, my students, and my coworkers. However, public opinion about this school district has changed. I don't hear the positive comments about this district anymore. Instead, I hear, you are really without a contract again? How come your district's leadership keeps changing? We are frustrated and tired. Why is it that every time our contract runs out, we must put up an exhausting fight for a settlement. It is emotionally draining for all of us. I worry that this reputation will push young talent away. I worry that my amazing coworkers will leave this district and go elsewhere for better salaries, better working conditions, and more respect. As you know, this past week, we celebrated Teacher Appreciation. My coworkers and I want to share some of the actual words from our students to their teachers. To Mrs. Foreman, you always are patient when other kids don't understand something. You always help me when I don't understand something. And then right after that, I understand. Thanks for always being a kind, helpful teacher. To Mrs. Caruso, you are a wonderful teacher and you always make learning fun. Also, when you read to us, you show a lot of emotion and it makes me know that you feel for the characters. Thank you for being such a great teacher. To Mrs. Lodato, she never doubts herself, she never gives up, and works very hard in her dedication. Now that is just three of the letters out of many that decorate the halls at Round Valley School. When you meet in June for negotiations, I hope that you think of these teachers and the positive impact that they have had on their students. What we do matters. Do what is right and settle now.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Sarah Barber, and I live at 1826 Gary Road in Stuartsville, New Jersey. I have been employed as a teaching assistant by the Clinton Township School District for 13 years and have worked with children with autism and developmental disabilities for 17 years. I am the district's first registered behavior technician, and I am currently working towards becoming a board-certified assistant behavior analyst, which I hope to achieve in November. I am also the 2017-2018 Educational Services Professional of the Year for Patrick McGowan School. Upon receiving this honor, I received this very kind letter from Mrs. Grant, which stated the following. We want to express our profound gratitude for your obvious affection and distinguished instruction of our children. Mrs. Grant and your fellow board members, please honor your words. Please express your profound gratitude to every teacher and professional in this district whose obvious affection and distinguished instruction is being carried out daily in every classroom, in every school, across our whole district. Please settle now. Thank you for your time.
Hi, I'm Danielle Nugent, 145 Main Street in Lebanon, and I'm a teacher in the ABA classroom at Patrick McGowan School. I've worked in this district as a special educator for 10 years. I've worked at Spruce Run, Patrick McGowan, Round Valley. I've worked here long enough to have been a colleague of Mrs. McLaughlin's and to have been at the epic town hall meeting where Mrs. Grant herself bravely spoke up to a packed room on behalf of the Clinton Township teachers. We appreciated it. However, this isn't my first relationship with our school district. Like a number of my colleagues, I grew up in Clinton Township and was lucky to have teachers like Dale Marsh, Jean Kincaid, and Grace Balog. I care deeply about my coworkers, many of whom I call my work family. I'd like to take just a moment to recognize our teaching assistants. Did you know that among our TA staff, we have a biochemist, numerous registered behavior technicians, and people with advanced degrees? These are the teachers who are working directly with students who have many diverse needs and who often require and deserve the most attention and love. Yet in my opinion, our TAs are sorely underrepresented and undercompensated, not to mention not eligible for tenure. To my TA colleagues and friends, what you do matters. I wish I could offer you more. I've worked with many of your children. I taught second and third grade classes about autism. I helped your children learn to understand and be friends with their classmates and community members who may communicate and relate in different and unfamiliar ways. I've worked with some of your children in very big ways when I helped them find their voices and express themselves with pictures and even their very first words. I've helped them learn to compose detailed and entertaining narratives, and I've even helped them to learn to multiply and divide fractions. Pretty exciting stuff. I'd like to close, though, with a thought that's really been urging me to be spoken for quite some time now. Here in the Clinton Township School District, we believe in the responsive classroom. This emphasizes academic, social, and emotional growth in a strong school community. To that end, we start each school year with our brand new classes creating a child-directed set of rules. The children always offer rules like, no kicking, and always be nice. The lists, as you can imagine, are often long and incredibly thorough. As we work together as a class to pare down our list, we inevitably come to three very simple rules that must be followed in order to grow a strong school community. One, take care of yourself. Two, take care of others. And three, take care of your environment. I plead to the board that you consider these three simple rules, which your children and their school community work towards every day. Take care of yourselves, as this is a very difficult process. Take care of us and your children, because we love what we do, and we give your children the best of ourselves every day, in every way, past 3:30, and well beyond the very, very, very last day in June. And take care of our school environment, which has no doubt been overshadowed by this difficult process. Please, please settle our contract. Thanks.
John Cocott, 322 River Edge Road, Tinney Falls, sixth grade teacher at Round Valley. I was going to piggyback on what Justine said. She shared some comments that students shared about their how they felt about their teachers. I was going to share a couple more of those with you. Student from Ms. Fuentes' class, you are nice, and you help us when you're having trouble understanding something, and you're also very kind. To Mrs. Pacione, thank you for helping me this year to become a stronger reader, and you were also very kind. What we do matters. Please settle our contract now.
Hi, my name is Rhonda Ferry. I live in Stuartsville, but I've been an employee of the district for over 25 years, most recently as a kindergarten teacher, and have been actively involved in the negotiations process twice. The main reason I became a teacher was because my mom was a teacher. She was always home for my sisters and brother, and most of all was home with us in the summer. Those are my fondest memories. I knew I wasn't going to make a lot of money. The time I spent with my mom was more valuable than money. I wanted this for my family. As a member of the Clinton Township School District, I have been awarded Teacher of the Year, served on the full day kindergarten ad hoc committee, and pride myself in being a mentor to many staff at Spruce. I am fairly certain many residents of Clinton Township know who Mrs. Ferry is. I constantly strive to live up to the reputation I have been told I have. I know that not all families I have had the privilege to serve have the same opinion. However, I focus on the positive feedback. Recently, I've begun to question my career choice, not because of my job, but because of the extraneous activities. Please understand, in my classroom, my goal for all children is to be felt taken care of. I wish that was your goal for the staff of Clinton Township. Please settle our contract.
Hi, I'm Alex Ruttenberg, 207 Lamberville Headquarters Road, Stockton. I'm the counselor at Spruce Run, and I'm the social worker at Spruce Run and at Patrick McGarren. The last time I stood in this spot was a few years ago, and I went down the row of the board members whose kids I had, and I told you one by one the specific attributes of your kids that I remembered and found very endearing, and I could do that again, but I'm not going to, partly because it would be lame to do the same gimmick twice, but partly because I don't think I have anything to prove anymore to those of you who know me. I think you know me, and I don't think we really have anything to prove. What I think you know about us is how well we take care of your kids. I think you know what we do for them. I'm sure of it based on my interactions with you. And I hope we all appreciate how important that is. I mean, what we do is we ensure as best we can their safety, their well-being, their happiness. We ensure that they develop into strong people, into resilient people. I mean, this is what we do for your children day in and day out. And and I just want to be clear on something. I'm not a martyr. I love what I do. I love my job. I love taking care of your kids. But I hate this. I hate this. This is embarrassing. This is humiliating. I mean, we just want to do what we love doing for your children. And this is not a game for us. This is not about winning something, and this is not about, this is not a sport or a game. This is our lives. And so many of us are here because we have children of our own. And while we're taking care of your kids, you're our bosses. And we want you to take care of our kids. So that's what I'm here to ask you. We'll keep taking care of your kids. We'll keep doing what we do for them. But please settle the contract and take care of our kids too, please. Thank you.
Hi, Cindy Christopher, 5 Fawn Drive, Lebanon, New Jersey. Proud mom of 3 Clinton Township School District graduates, Round Valley School Secretary, and Clinton Township Education Association member. I'm here tonight to read a message from one of our students about one of our teachers. Mr. G, thanks for being the most amazing art teacher ever and for teaching me lots of new things. I never knew I could draw. What we do matters, and please settle now. Thank you.
Susanna Correa, 2347 Klein Court in Union, Spanish teacher at Round Valley School. I'm here to read two messages from two students about two of our wonderful teachers at Round Valley. In Spanish. Just kidding. Mrs. Rolak, thank you for helping me with math and always helping me and being there to help me with all of my problems. Mrs. Comley, you always help me during flex time and lunchtime with my math homework, so I understand the concept. Thank you. What we do matters. Please settle now.
Mary Claire Spadone, 115 Overlook Drive. I do just want to add that I'm very grateful for our negotiations team and our board members that did meet last week. The staying until 2 a.m. is greatly appreciated because it does show that we do want to make progress on both ends. So I would like to say thank you for that. With that being said, meeting is awesome. Coming together face to face would be a better way of communication among all of us. I think having this rapport back and forth right now is fantastic, and letting you guys know our concerns and hearing your concerns back. With that, thank you. I am here to share some positive words of wisdom from our students at Round Valley from Teacher Appreciation. And I am fortunate enough to share some insight for some of my best teacher friends and my colleagues. So to Ms. Sandors, you are a really great enrichment teacher because you always make math enrichment and reading enrichment fun to come to. Also, you are very nice and don't give us homework on breaks. Thanks for being a fun and helpful teacher. To Mrs. Chipman, you are a great and caring teacher. I really appreciate what you do and to teach my classmates and I. I especially want to thank you for helping me with writing. I appreciate you reading my writing and telling me how to publish my short stories. You are the best. To Mrs. Carew, you are caring and fun. You are always there to help. Thank you for being a great teacher to my classmates and I. I always appreciate it. Mrs. Rivers, the Oscar goes to you. It goes to you because you are always helpful and you always understand me. Also, you never yell when you are angry or frustrated. This is why you get this award. What we do matters. Please settle now.
Hello, I am Julie Tepper, 202 Arbor Drive in Stuartsville. I am a special ed teacher in the self-contained classroom, ABA classroom at Clinton Township Middle School, and I have been in this district for 16 years. I'm also going to read some positive comments that some of our students wrote for teacher appreciation. The first one goes out to Mrs. Wendell. Thank you for helping me when I need help and being a great reading and math teacher. Also to Mr. Shanklin, you are really great at teaching gym because you are very nice and never say excuses or a good reason. Another reason is you are very fun and funny, and your beard is better than Mr. Friedel's. What we do matters. Please settle now.
Kelly Newgard, Califon, New Jersey. I've been a teacher in this district since 1987, the year that Patrick McGarren opened in January of 88. Currently, I'm a second grade teacher. I've taught fifth grade and I've taught third grade. More words about Mr. Shanklin. You taught me how to become successful in life, and that is that it's okay to fail. P.S. Nice music. The custodial staff at Round Valley, Mr. Tommy, Ms. Marlene, Mr. Doug, and Mr. Willard, for keeping our school clean. After the school day, our school can be messy, and you are great at making it look brand new every day. Also, thank you for setting up all the tables at the PTA events. It's a lot of work. What we do matters. Settle now. Thank you.
Kevin Rudolph, Califon, New Jersey, and I'm a sixth grade teacher at Round Valley School. I didn't win an Oscar last week, but I appreciate you letting me speak tonight anyway. I am speaking tonight because I am concerned about the effect the unsettled contract is having on our district. As a science teacher, I've had the opportunity over the past few years to work with other teachers and staff from neighboring districts in Hunterdon and Somerset counties on updating our curriculum to align with the next generation science standards. My conversations with them, I can only describe as a tale of two townships when describing our district and my home away from home for nearly 16 years. On the one hand, in describing the best of times, my counterparts from neighboring districts were always impressed with the innovation and creativity of our lesson plans and curriculum that we had developed and implemented in anticipation of the NGSS. In Clinton Township, students don't watch videos of the 1930s Dust Bowl to learn about environmental science. Here we allow students to run experiments in the soil outside themselves. And when things don't work, like this spring, our students research new ideas like the no-till method that combats soil erosion and which may revolutionize agriculture in the United States. Amazing things happen in our district every single day. On the other hand, what I can only describe as the worst of times in speaking to my teachers and colleagues from other districts about, and their questions about our seemingly never-ending expired contracts, the truth is I've never had a good answer why our district fights year after year after year. In fact, I had to laugh tonight when we switched to red because I don't have my red t-shirt from many, many years ago, nor do I have my white t-shirt or the blue or any other color that I can't remember from all these years past. In my house, declutter is the new mode these days. Look, I understand tight budgets. I too am a homeowner and a taxpayer in Hunterdon County. I did not become a teacher to get rich. I am a teacher because I care about your kids and have dedicated my career to this district. We need to get both sides moving. Please settle this contract now.
Chuck Roberto, 8th grade language arts and executive vice president of the Clinton Township Education Association. I realize that you do not have an interactive session during public comments for a reason. It is sometimes difficult to have the answer at the tips of your fingers at a moment's notice. At the April 30th meeting, though, you did provide a response to a parent that I'm hoping you can clarify. When Mrs. McSweeney asked to see the actual expenditures for legal expenses for negotiations, she was directed to the monthly bill lists and was told that all negotiations expenses were paid to Mr. Stern's firm. However, Mr. Gagliardi's firm was present at a negotiations meeting, and so I was hoping you could provide some clarification to Mrs. McSweeney's question. Thank you.
Good evening, Joanne Gitto, 12 Grant Way, Phillipsburg, New Jersey, and I am a 7th and 8th grade special education teacher at the middle school. I am in my 10th year teaching at Clinton Township, have endured working under expired contracts, been involved in negotiations, and have been a non-tenured teacher who experienced a non-renewal notice due to a failed budget in April 2010, which is the last time in my memory that blanket non-renewal notices were given. Having said that, I am most upset at the timing of this board's building closing meeting and the impact it has on our staff. Non-tenured teachers are required by law to be notified by May 15th as to the status of their employment in their district. Yet this board chose to have a public hearing presentation by the ad hoc committee on the feasibility of closing a school on May 31st. The timing has led to our non-tenured staff receiving the news on May 11th that their future with our district is up in the air. My question tonight is why? Why wait until May 31st to present the report from an ad hoc committee that has been in existence for quite some time? Where is the concern for our staff, as this affects more than just the non-tenured teachers? I do not debate that enrollment is decreasing at this board and that this board is tasked with the difficult decision as to whether to close a building or who should stay or who should go. I do question the timing of the meeting. Had the meeting been scheduled prior to tonight's meeting, we would not be experiencing the internal uproar that is now present in our staff. Surprisingly, Mr. McManus was at a CTMS faculty meeting a few weeks ago to help demonstrate the new supply ordering format that we will use. Interestingly, he asked if we could get our orders in by May 30th. I, for one, will not submit an order until I have a clear answer as to where I will be next year. As I tell my students, life is about choices and to choose wisely. Was your choice of the May 31st ad hoc committee presentation on the feasibility of closing a school the best choice? Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to close the floor on the first public comment section on agenda items only. We will now open the floor on the first recognition of the public, and we will limit this section to 10 minutes.
Stephanie Fletcher, 31 Summit Court, Annandale, New Jersey. First, I want to thank you for responding to my Oprah request for the legal fees incurred by the Board of Ed for negotiations thus far. After reviewing the fees clearly marked as collective bargaining, I believe the board has spent around $50,000 on legal fees thus far. That may not seem to be a lot to Mrs. Grant, Mr. Malloy, or the board. However, the last round of negotiations were strung out for 3 years, and apparently it appears you're still paying additional legal fees associated with that previous settlement. Where does it stop? When does our elected Board of Education stop this adversarial, condescending tone and start supporting our educators? I want to share a little bit about my daughter. She is everything I've ever dreamed of in a daughter. And those dreams go back to when I was her age in fourth grade. She is smart and kind and talented and sensitive, not just beyond her years, but beyond what most people ever have the capacity to feel. But with that amazing soul comes the penalty of being different. Every year she struggles to make friends, and every year it's her teachers who are the ones who she wants to go back to school for. I have my master's in education, K-8, and I would love to not just use it to benefit her, but mainly to shield her from the ugliness that happens to many of our children who don't fit in. Last Friday, I had the honor of joining Faye and all of the Golden Eagle singers at their competition and Great Adventure trip. By the way, they received 2 first place trophies. I might be mistaken, but I didn't hear that mention at the start of the meeting. Because I was there, Miss Beckman, the conductor, and choir teacher and music teacher, did not have to worry about Faye being in a group. She had 50 other students to worry about. I, however, asked Miss Beckman to put Faye in a group so she could feel like she was part of the choir. All year, Faye has had to deal with catty fourth grade girls, and all year, Miss Caruso and Miss Beckman have tried to help her find friends who are like her. Miss Beckman found 2 fifth grade girls who warmly welcomed my fourth grader into their adventure, and Faye had an amazing time. As a parent, to see her smile like that, not just with her family, but with kids her own age, it was remarkable. I think this is what you as a board overlook. Teachers have lesson plans and grading and regular classroom management issues to handle, and that is what they are paid to do. But our teachers here at Clinton Township don't stop there. They work tirelessly with both the kids and the parents on making sure students want to come back to school every morning. I'm sure you remember days when you begged your parents to skip school. My kids want to go back. Royce has Mrs. Ferry, so anyone who knows Mrs. Ferry knows that's why. I mean, she's amazing.
Mrs. Fletcher, you're
yes.
Over here 3 minutes. Can you please sum
it up? Sure, I will sum it up. So, Faye had Mrs. Snee, Mr. Stinner, Mrs. Nolan, Mrs. Hill, Mrs. McCray, Mrs. Fry, and now this year Mrs. Caruso, Mrs. Hill, and Mr. Hill, and especially Ms. Beckman, Mr. Grant, and Ms. Malloy. How many disparaging remarks do you want to make against our staff?
Ms. Fletcher, you're
yes.
Well over your 3 minutes.
Okay. I teach my kids to be kind and to respect what's good. I think it's time the board respects and pays our good teachers.
Hi, I'm Faith Furman. I live at 3 Cobblestone Lane in Annandale, and I've been here for almost 24 years. I'm also the school nurse at Spruce Run School. I have been a registered professional nurse since 1985. I'm going to admit that in public, so 33 years. I have worked in this district full-time since November of 2009. And I came to work here for personal reasons, but I have chosen to stay here, even though I could make way more money in a different kind of career, or even in a different district. But I am very connected to this community and to parents and students in this community. And I think a lot of the people you see sitting out in this audience have similar stories to that. I love my job. There are days, you know, that aren't so great, and I go home and I'm sad. But every single day, my colleagues that I've worked with over the years, I've had the privilege of watching them up close. We find a reason to laugh. We find a reason to cry together sometimes. But we find a reason that we love our jobs. And we're exhausted. As a taxpayer, I think about a school district in a bigger way, a business way, if you will. Businesses have to invest in their employees to maintain their excellence, or they won't be excellent for very long. And at this point, we just need to settle the contract. We're not asking for a huge raise. We're not asking for anything more than just feel respected and taken care of. And it's time to do that. Thank you.
Oh, where'd it go? Sorry. My name is Sonia Dominakis from 56 Haytham Road. As a mom of two boys in the district, Spiro in fourth grade and Manny in first grade, my first experience with the school district was with my oldest during his time in preschool. He was 3 years old at the time. I was often, very often, invited by his preschool teachers and the Little Stars teachers to come and observe what they were doing and to learn some strategies to help him continue and grow at home. As I transitioned Spiro this past year to Round Valley School, I knew his education was in the best hands possible, that he would have some of the best teachers in the county based on my previous 6 years of experience with teachers in the district. As my youngest gets ready to transition to PMG, I rest assured that he will be well supported as well. Additionally, I've also had the privilege of working in the district since 2012. I wish I can say that it's been a pleasure 100% of the time, but that's not completely true. My time would be better served with my own family tonight, or planning to extend students' understanding, but alas, I've spent countless hours attending meetings and supporting the negotiation committees for the better part of the last 6 years. This is daunting. For any professional, it's very difficult to be in a financial limbo, and here we are again, waiting for a contract settlement. Having been in the district since 2012, I don't know what it feels like to have financial control as my take-home pay dwindles every year. Since I have been in the district, we've been fighting to negotiate a fair contract for our amazing staff. I just don't understand how you can support your staff and not give them the comfort and closure that comes with a settled contract. The mission statement of the district says that in partnership with the community, we want to achieve excellence for each child by ensuring a meaningful and challenging educational experience in a supportive environment, developing lifelong learners who are responsible and productive citizens. I feel like I follow that, and I feel like I bring that with me every single day to work. To piggyback on what Alex said earlier, we're lucky to have so many professionals, many of them present today, that would go the extra mile, as you heard earlier, to ensure a meaningful and challenging experience in a supportive environment. And they do this every single day with every single student. All this when we have been frustrated and feel undervalued. By repeatedly postponing and delaying a fair contract, you're thinning the wealth of resources that are available to the students in this community and countermining your own mission statement. I ask that you keep this sentiment in mind as you go home to your families tonight. Please, let's focus on the future and provide our professionals with the peace in mind to focus on our students. Settle the contract.
My name is Kira Lawrence.
I'm sorry, we're at our limit, but we will have another comment section
after. Okay, that's fine.
Thank you very much for understanding.
Just very quickly, for all the teachers here, I know you have to go home, and thank you for your time tonight. How many teachers here know me personally? Raise your hand. How many teachers know who I am? Raise your hand. Know who I am. If I've ever disparaged you personally or made a disparaging remark, please keep your hand up. Thank you.
I'd like to repeat that question. My name is Mary Beth Brooks. My two children went through this school district, so I know many of you personally. Would you please raise your hand if you know me? Have I ever been condescending or arrogant to anyone, to your knowledge? Thank you.
I'd like to move on, please, to the report of our committees. We have three committees. Our first is Facilities and Finance. Mr. Kevin Malloy is chair of our Facilities and Finance. Sir, may we please have a report of your committee?
Yes, the Facilities and Finance Committee met on May 8th. We will also be meeting on May 17th. The meeting was on May 8th was mostly around some of the items that were previously agreed to in March and April meetings about the selection of contractors, and I'll explain that. We have 22 items to move tonight. Before I do that, a little bit out of order, I wish to make a motion to table one of the items on our agenda tonight. I believe it merits further discussion in committee before being presented to the full board, so I move to table 18FF197. If council agrees I'm doing that properly.
So you need a second, correct? Looking for a second, please.
Second.
To Mrs. Olowski. Would you like to table another one, or would that be?
That's the only one. Do we need
the only
to
one,
vote?
Sir?
So now
we need to take a roll call for that, Mr. Hespe.
Or can we just do ayes or nays?
No, we have to take a roll call, he said.
Okay. Sorry to drag it out, people.
That's okay. Let's do that right now, then. Maybe take a roll call, please, on tabling action item 18FF197, please.
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes. Okay, motion passed. Mr. Malloy, would you like to continue, sir?
Yes, now that Robert's rules have been satisfied. Okay, 21 items. We have, obviously, the first item, which is every month, is the payment of bills due. We have two items this month for grad course and continuing ed approval for our teachers. We have a renewal of the contract for Source for Teachers. They are the substitute teacher agency that we use. There is a small decrease in that rate, so yay for us. One contract for therapeutic intervention services, five IEP-related approvals, one approval of a contract for occupational therapy for extended school year, one approval for summer help for eval assistance. Obviously, as you guys all know well, teacher evals are time-consuming, and sometimes we need some extra help. Five items related to various upgrades to our facilities that are related to technology or the PA systems. One renewal for the renewal of the contract for Work Family Connection. That they're the group that helps us through the summers for the summer programs. Contractor approval to replace behind us this stage. We talked about that in our March meeting. The stage needs replacement, so we're approving that as previously approved. And one student enrollment for extended school year. So with that, I move items as previously mentioned. Do you need me to say the numbers? Or are we good?
We need to say the numbers, Mr. Husby.
Yep, if you're blocking, yes.
Yes, you do, Mr.
Okay. I'll say the numbers. So I move items 18FF185 through 18FF196 and items 18FF198 through 18FF206.
Thank you, Mr. Malloy. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Dr. Foy. Any questions for Mr. Malloy this evening?
I just had a question. Is it normal to have a bid for, like, for example, FF206 to accept one that is excessively lower than all the others?
Yes, it's. You have to accept.
Would
you
like to handle
that? That's, yes.
Yeah, the lowest responsible bidder. That's what you have to take.
Okay.
Them's the rules, as they say.
Any other questions?
One more question on the same item. Just the legal review comes after this approval. So we're going to have to prove it again, or is it just going to, if the lawyers say yes, it's
done?
If the
lawyers say yes, it's good.
There's no vote again on this?
No.
We're good. Yes.
No, okay.
Once we say yes.
Any other questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, Ms. Cohen, please?
Yes. Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Cohen. Moving on to the second committee report this evening, Mrs. Olowski is the chair of our personnel committee. Mrs. Olowski, may we have your committee's report, please?
Absolutely. The personnel committee met once since the April board meeting, and we have 20 action items this month. Of note, there are two resignations, a teaching assistant at CTMS and an in-class support special education teacher at Round Valley. The board would like to wish both Lisa Saharik and Abibat Sonmonu well in their future endeavors. There are approvals for the following staffing-related items. There are many. Transportation liaison for the 2018-19 school year, summer custodians for the 18-19 school year, speech language evaluations at Round Valley and Spruce Run through the end of the 17-18 school year, coordinating kindergarten registration at Spruce Run for the 18-19 school year, special education teachers, substitute special education teachers, teaching assistants, behaviorist, nurse, substitute nurse, speech therapist, and counselor for the 18-19 extended school year program. Child study team members to participate in the district summer child study team evaluation period. And for that action item, 18PN260, I would like to bring attention to the fact that Jean Kincaid's last name was misspelled, and that has been corrected in the additional sheet that you all received. Tenured CTEA teaching, secretarial, teaching assistant, and custodial and maintenance staff members as listed in the agenda to continue employment for the 18-19 school year at their respective contractual salaries for 16-17 school year until a new negotiated agreement is ratified as recommended by Dr. Fiander.
non-certified hourly aide staff members as listed in the agenda to continue employment for the 18-19 school year at the recommended hourly rate. CTAA certified administrative staff as listed in the agenda to continue employment for the 18-19 school year. And non-affiliated administrative and support staff as listed in the agenda to continue employment for the 18-19 school year. There's also an approval for two aides to accompany two students on the upcoming CTMS class trip. There's an approval for a disability leave request at CTMS. And lastly, there is an amendment to prior action item 18PN175 to reflect a change in the end date for maternity leave. With that, I'd like to put forth a motion for action items 18PN249 through 18PN268.
Thank you, Mrs. Olasky. Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Mrs. McLaughlin. Any questions for Mrs. Olasky this evening? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, Ms. Cohn?
Yes. Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you. Final committee report this evening, our policy and curriculum. Ms. McLaughlin is the chair of that. Ms. McLaughlin, may we have your committee's report, please?
You can. I'm going to say something that I've never said. In my 7 years as a volunteer on the Board of Education, I have never, ever canceled a policy and curriculum meeting. But this month, due to a family emergency, I did just that. So there are only four items this month to approve. One is a field trip for the 8th grade ambassadors. Two are professional development opportunities. One is for a math professional development, and the other is for the IDEA Corporation to work with up to 20 teachers at the Round Valley School. And there is an approval to start an elementary special class autism program at Spruce Run. With that being said, I'm going to move action item 18PC43 through action item 18PC46.
Thank you, Mrs. McLaughlin. Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Brooks. Any questions for Mrs. McLaughlin? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please, Ms. Cohn?
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you. I'd like to move on to old business of the board. Any old business any board members would like to bring up at this particular time? No? Seeing none, I'd like to then move on to new business of the board. Is there any new business that members of the board would like to bring up? Mr. Malloy?
I defer to Mrs. Olasky first, because she just hit me. Go ahead.
I had the pleasure of attending the PMG Arts Fest on May 2nd, and I just wanted to congratulate all of the staff who put their hard work and effort into preparing the Arts Fest. It was a wonderful event, and the kids did a really great job, especially in their dancing. And I know for a fact that despite the fact that my son looked like he hated it, he had a great time, especially when my daughter pulled him in for the third dance. Because the kids were allowed to pick either a family member or someone who was there with them. So, thank you.
Mr. Malloy?
A couple of things. One, I think Ms. Fletcher pointed out something, an oversight. Congrats to the Golden Eagle Singers. Mm-hmm. Two, the concert this Thursday. If you've never been, to any parents, mostly, go. Mr. Hill does an amazing job. These concerts are fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait. I'm coming home early from a business trip just so I can go. And three, to the teachers that spoke this evening, thanks for reading those comments from the kids. We don't get to hear a lot of that. That was really great. I loved it. So thank you for that. That was cool.
I got to go to the first grade concert last Thursday, I think it was. And it was really, really well done. All the kids were amazing. And I have to get the secret to the snaps to make them work, do everything without having to say anything. So anyone wants to teach me that, feel free.
Anything else? Any additional?
One thing. Someone was mentioning earlier about how our teachers take time from their own personal lives to ensure that the kids are feel valued. And I want to thank several teachers from this school, the school district, who showed up for my son's Eagle Scout Court of Honor. Haven't seen him very much in the last few years. And also, those of you who helped him to complete his final merit badge by allowing him to do some volunteer work at the schools.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Grandbore. And is she back there? Mrs. Bartram, especially.
Any other new business? No. Seeing none, I'd like to open the floor to the second recognition of the public. The same parameters that I mentioned before apply here. If you'd like to address the board, please approach a microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this section to 10 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Kira Lawrence. I live at 9 West Street in Annandale, New Jersey. My son is in kindergarten at Spruce Run Elementary School. And by all accounts, he's having an amazing time, and he thinks his teachers are great. Based upon what me and my spouse, who are both in education, have observed, wow, has he learned a lot at Spruce Run in kindergarten. You know, it's interesting. I've been coming to these, me or my spouse, been coming to each one of these meetings since the first one in September when our son started school. And my sense of concern has deepened each time because I see us at this really difficult impasse, if you will, between a really dedicated and talented staff of teachers and a board who, you know, just the recognition that you are all volunteers, right? We get that, right? And I guess it's hard to see this unfolding, in my view, kind of a tragedy of sort of disrespect back and forth between two sets of people who I think do care about our schools and our kids and our township. And so we gotta figure this out, right? I'm sure that there are complexities that are beyond my ability to understand because a lot of this stuff happens behind closed doors and it's confidential. But I guess what I'd say is that I think fundamentally this is about the long-term health of our community. It's about the dignity of a group of dedicated people who have worked sort of tirelessly to educate our children. And, you know, just hearing the comments that each of you offered here, it's clear that there's respect for the teachers and the staff in our school district. But somehow we don't get to a manifestation of that sort of restores their dignity in the most fundamental way, right? Our dignity is fundamentally tied to our vocation for all of us. And I guess what I'd say is that we got to figure out these complexities in a way that allows our teachers to feel like they are valued members of our community and like they show up for work every day because everyone recognizes the importance of the work that they do. And so I'm not saying that the task before you is simple. I'm certain that there are complexities that are far beyond my ability to comprehend at the moment. But I'm sort of imploring you as the parent of a kindergartner, and on behalf of many other people who I'm sure have kindergartners in our district, that we need to figure this out because not only is it about their dignity, but it is also about the long-term health of our community in here in Clinton Township. And I'd like to continue to live in Clinton Township and feel like we have amazing schools with amazing teachers and an amazing school board for many years to come. Thank you.
Now, Reckon, 42 Valley Crest. I have like 15 things on my mind, so it may not, none of it may not make sense. A couple of things. Thank you again for volunteering. I said to somebody from a different school district tonight who was on her way to a Board of Education meeting, I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know where you find the time. So thank you for volunteering. For the teachers, I don't even know where to start, so I'm not going to start. I'm just going to say thank you. A lot of concerns. Last year, about the same time I was standing here being very concerned about, I'm going to just use the exact example, about occupational therapy hours that was cut. And I was told, oh, it just went from two part-time to one full-time, where indeed it kind of went from 1.5 to 1. So it was cut. And now, I think on a previous Board of Education meeting, I saw that the board had to approve additional OT hours to make up for stuff that didn't happen. There's always two sides of a story, but I guess what I'm trying to say is when the decision's going to be made for the non-tenured staff, be very careful what you vote for. Think ahead. Think of special need children. Think of special ed teachers. Think of teachers who make a difference, who may not be tenured, but they have a huge impact on the students' lives and their learning and their needs and their ability to make friends who may not usually make friends. You know, just be very careful when you vote and think clearly where you cut, because quite often what I've seen, an example from last year, when you cut, it may cost you more next year. So just be very careful. And then PMG Arts Fest, I'll be brief, but I want to compliment the teachers that's here, but I want to let the board know, some of you know, not just Arts Fest like Ms. Mayhood, who was the maternity leave coverage, and Mrs. DeGioia, but the music teacher, the gym teacher, the art teacher, the technology teacher, all those teachers were this amazing team that came up with this amazing program, and it's not just arts, it's much bigger than that. So it's just one little example of where they spent hours above and beyond to make a difference and to give an appreciation for our children to realize that I can be part of art even though I cannot draw a stick figure. I can go on and on, but they are amazing, and PMG Art Fest was truly amazing, just like Spruce Run was when I was still a Spruce Run parent. Thank you to the teachers, thank you to the board. There's two sides of a story. I want the contract to settle as well, because I want the teachers to have peace of mind. I know it's not easy. I sometimes truly wish that as a parent in the school district or a public person, I'm almost done if you're looking at the clock again, I truly sometimes wish we can be more informed, because at the moment, what I hear, the rumors that I hear, is what I base my decisions on. And if I'm not informed about why it takes so long...
Please finish up your word.
I am trying to finish up. I just said I am. If I'm not even informed of why these things happen or not happen, why it's not settled, I have to make my decisions on the rumors that I hear out there. So thanks for the letter that's now being sent once a month. That's huge progress from the board. I think it's once a month. It helps. I just wish that we can be told a little bit more, just that we can make informed decisions and not having to take sides. But thank you for everybody for what you do, and be careful when you vote about who stay and who doesn't stay. Thank you.
Good evening.
Just a second, Ms. Scramble, please. Now, I just wanted to clear up a misconception that Grinnell had brought up. So just so everyone knows, the Board of Ed does not decide who stays and who goes. That comes from the building administrators and the superintendent. The board simply makes the vote while we are here. We have information sessions while we're in committee. But we do not decide who gets to keep their job and who doesn't. So I want to clear that up.
Ms. Grambor? Good evening. My name is Roberta Grambor, and I'm a reading specialist at Patrick McGarren School. I've been in the district for 19 years. Prior to that, I worked in Somerset Hills District for 15 years, and when I was on maternity leave, I worked in the special education program in Flemington. And the reason why I mention that to you is I know that you have a very daunting task ahead of you as you make decisions about the declining enrollment and the study on possibility of closing a school. And as I look at the stakeholders on the board and the people that I know in the audience that have been here, some of the board members were with me when I had their children before we built the middle school, and remember what it was like when we were teaching in the hall. And I look at this amazing artwork, and I remember what it was like to have art on a cart, to have music on the stage, and also when we didn't, you know, I taught as a special educator in the hall for many years. We had our materials we had to store in the hall, and when we built this amazing middle school, it was such, I think it's one of the reasons that brings people to this community, and I know that the board has taken a lot of heat for that, but we really did need to build this school, and I think your children reap the benefits of having this school. I was here when Dr. Libera did the presentation on some of the options, and my concern is that when you do your presentation on the 31st, that you're going, that we're going to hear it, and then you're going to go back and vote, and we aren't going to have time to digest and to give you feedback as stakeholders as to the ramifications of what may be decided. So I know that, not last year, but the year before, the superintendent came in to observe a lesson that my colleague was teaching, and we were sharing a room, and one of the comments she made was that it was distracting to have two teachers sharing the same room teaching a reading lesson, and she recommended that we put dividers up in the class. And then last year, when one of my colleagues was being observed, the heater in the room was too close to where she was teaching, and she was asked to move her teaching board to the other side of the room because of the distractions. Anybody who's worked with struggling readers, it would really impact. I have taught at least half of your children. I have tested probably all of your children at one point, and testing them in the hall would also have a great impact. So when you make these decisions, please keep in mind the art, the music, the library, the OT, the PT, the sensory room, the reading teachers, the math teachers, the enrichment teachers, the child study team. When I was at Spruce Run School, we did not have a conference room to have our professional development, and I look back at those years, we didn't have people come in-house and do Columbia reading and writing trainings, because if I look back, we all had to leave the building to have those trainings because there wasn't a room for that either. So when we look at spaces, please make sure you look at how the building is being utilized now and the things that would have to be sacrificed if we did have to indeed close the building. Thank you.
I'd like to address Ms. Rambor's comments repeatedly since the board embarked with the administration on looking at how to potentially consolidate the district while controlling our expenses. We've repeatedly said that we will not do anything that negatively impacts or changes how we deliver education to our children, nor will we change or negatively impact how we support our children emotionally, socially, and intellectually. And any decision that Dr. Fiander gives to us or a recommendation she gives to us, I am more than confident will not alter or change what we do for our children. And this board would not support anything less. So I just want to make that very clear, that we are here to continue with the education that we give our children and enhance it and make it better at any and every opportunity that we can. And that, again, Dr. Fiander will not make a recommendation that will change anything in a negative direction, nor will we support anything that will change what we do for our children. I'd like to close the floor, please, on the second recognition of the public. Ms. Cohn, would you please read the executive session statement, please? I will take this. This is the favorite part of the meeting.
Yes. Suit with E.G.'s accent. Whereas while Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meeting Act, NJSA 10:4-6, exec, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth 9 types of matters that may be lawfully discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to this extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer. The nature of this matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality, reviewing hearing information before the board pursuant to NJSA 18A:37-13.2, EdSec, Attorney, Client Privilege, Personnel, and Negotiations. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Ed will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the Board of Education hereby declares that in its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you, Ms. Carroll.
Looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion. Mrs. McLaughlin, second.
Second.
Dr. Foy, all in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Opposed? Abstentions? We are now in executive session.
One day I'm going to say no, just to see what happens.
Yeah, right.
Just to shake them up.
I'm looking for a motion to reconvene the meeting, please.
Motion.
Ms. Brennan, second. Ms. Olowski, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is now reconvened. Looking for a motion, please, to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Mrs. McLaughlin, second. Mrs. Olowski, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Meeting is adjourned.